Facebook ads can be extremely frustrating at times. There's a lot of issues, and lately, there's been a lot of ads being denied and rejected automatically just by the algorithm, and it's extremely frustrating unless you know how to get around those things. There's a lot of problems that agents are running into with Facebook ads. Today, we're going to talk about those problems and show you how to overcome them, how to overcome getting your ads rejected. We're going to teach you a hell of a lot about how to run a great Facebook ad strategy, okay? Not just one ad that brings in leads, but how to develop a strategy. You're going to be able to walk away today being able to set that all up yourself without having to pay anyone else a dime. We're going to go into detail, but then we're also going to show you the easy button. Today, we're bringing on one of the industry's greatest Facebook ad experts, Grant Wise.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 149 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Man, we're talking about one of my favorite subjects today and one of your favorite subjects, Facebook ads. But today we're going to talk about the problem with Facebook ads, and we're bringing on somebody that I look up to tremendously when it comes to Facebook advertising and sales in general, sales online in general, Mr. Grant Wise, the co-founder of Whitley, host of the Marketing Genius podcast. You've probably seen his video ads all over Facebook for years. I have. You probably have too. That shows you he's doing a pretty damn good job. So Grant Wise is going to share some wisdom with us today. We'll go over all the problems with Facebook ads, how to get past those problems. We'll teach you how to run really effective Facebook ad campaigns. You're going to learn a lot. So if you guys are like, you know, you kind of already understand Facebook Ads Manager and you know how to do an ad, you just want to know how to make better ones, you're going to be able to walk away today and run some great ad campaigns all by yourself. You're not going to have to pay anyone for it. But as I promised in the intro, there's also something new out there that's kind of the easy button that can automate all this for you. So we'll go over that and teach you what that is today. Get ready to take some notes this week. I love when we get Grant Wise on the show. The last time he was on was episode 87, and it is one of our top five most listened to episodes ever. We got a ton of great feedback from that episode. It was one of my personal favorites because he talked about the importance of not just looking at it as generating leads, but generating clients and how to actually know how much it costs you to get a new client and how to do that math. It's one of my personal favorite episodes. I learned a ton. I listened to that episode like two or three different times. Even though I was the one doing it, I went back and listened because it was such gold. So that's episode 87. Listen to that after this one. This one has even more gold. Listen to this first, then go back to 87 if you like what you hear today. So if you guys are new to the podcast, welcome. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. I am the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Real Estate Podcast Network. This show is one of the proud founding member podcasts of the Industry Syndicate. You can go to industrysyndicate.com to check out all of the other shows on our network if you're looking for more real estate and or mortgage podcasts to whet your whistle. Little Family Guy reference there with the cool whip. Anyways, I'm also a national speaker on all things real estate marketing, social media marketing, podcasting, and lead gen. And I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society and the Massive Agent Daily. Massive Agent everything. Branding, you know, it's all about that brand, guys. Massive Agent Society, quick announcement. We, as of November 15th, of 2020, November 15th, 2020, we will no longer be allowing new members to claim their markets. Okay, we're going to get rid of market exclusivity for new members on November 15th. So if you've been on the fence, if you've been, you know, doing whatever, you haven't joined for whatever reason, do it now if you'd like to claim your market. Obviously, we're going to honor anyone who already has claimed a market, but just because of demand and everything and logistics and some other stuff, we are getting rid of being able to claim your market. So from now until November 15th, 2020, you can still claim your market if you join the Massive Agent Society. And as always, agents on my team, my EXP team, anywhere in the team, anywhere in the group, gets free access to that. And lastly, the Massive Agent Daily app that we launched, I'm loving this thing. Guys, it makes posting on social so much easier, so you don't have to wonder, what do I post today? And you know, guys, it's awesome. Massive Agent Daily, it's on the Social Coach platform. You go to massiveagentdaily.com, watch the video on there. It kind of explains a little bit more about how it works. But here's what some of our users that have been using it these last couple of weeks. They're loving it. Paige said, I've never had so many comments on Instagram before. She's like, I've never had that many comments ever. So that's cool. John said, holy crap, this actually works. I said that too, John. I actually said that too. I was like, holy shit, this thing actually works as advertised. Cool. And then Dari said, finally, the system to help me consistently post great stuff on social that works, and it's all within an app, and it reminds me every morning. Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you for the message. Appreciate that. Guys, if you are wondering what to post on social media, or you just want to post better stuff and take the guesswork out, we'll show you how to do it. We'll train you why. We'll teach you why to do the stuff, all within an app. Very easy. Every morning you're going to get a notification that says, hey, post this on social media. And you know, depending on what it is, there may be a video accompanying it that teaches you why. And so you're going to become a much better social media marketer. And ultimately, you're going to grow the shit out of your brand. You're going to grow your brand awareness. You're going to sell more homes. Simple as that. You've got to be consistent, and you've got to be consistent doing the right things. So massiveagentdaily.com, go get started on that ASAP if you want any of that stuff. All right, let's get into the interview with Mr. Grant Wise, the president and co-founder of Whitley, Real Estate Marketing University founder. You've seen his videos everywhere. Guys, this is somebody that I look up to with when it comes to Facebook advertising and even just online sales. He's a wizard. He's been doing it forever at a very, very high level. Hopefully you've had a chance to see him speak at a conference. Grant Wise, everybody, let's get started. All right, guys, I'm here with Grant Wise, the president and co-founder of Whitley. He hosts a podcast called Marketing Genius, which is amazing. He is the founder of Real Estate Marketing University, and you guys have seen him all over Facebook, I'm sure. Grant, welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast for the second time. How's it going?
Man, I'm great. Thanks again for having me back. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the repeat guest, man. There's not a lot of them, but you've earned it because you're doing some cool stuff.
I appreciate that.
For damn sure. Yeah. So we've titled this episode, The Problem with Facebook Ads, and we were kind of talking a little bit beforehand. Like there's so much glitchiness and bugginess and stuff that is really a thorn in the side of agents who are just trying to run ads to grow their business and to get leads, and you know, Facebook's kind of slapping them down. So I want to talk about that a little bit, but why don't you give, you know, 45 seconds, 60 seconds, let us know, you know, who you are, you know, how you got to this point. And I definitely want to talk about Whitley, but first I have some Facebook ad stuff, you know, the meat and potatoes stuff for everyone listening. But give us a little intro to yourself, my friend.
I appreciate it. I think the easy answer to your question, how I got to where we are today, is by, you know, what you titled the podcast. It's just helping people with all the problems of Facebook ads, not to diminish the value of Facebook ads. But, you know, formerly there were only a few ways to get help with that. You had to hire a marketing agency, take a training program, spend hours on YouTube. And sometimes that still wasn't enough. And so, you know, we got started years and years and years ago teaching people how to use Facebook ads to grow their business, and then kind of evolved that process to more than just lead generation. We started doing video remarketing and conversion and those different types of things. And it led us to a place of understanding that most agents just want to grow their business. They don't want to become these professional marketers. And unfortunately, the best agents in the country are the best marketers. And so we tried to continuously figure out how can we turn each one of our clients into just these incredible professionals, make them look insanely good. And how can we do it to where it's almost effortless for them? And so that's been the goal. That's been what we've worked towards for a very long time. We help people generate leads. We help people build a brand. We help people convert customers. And, you know, now we do it all on autopilot. So that's kind of the short 30,000 foot view.
I love it, man. And it's quite a progression. Like when I first started running Facebook ads myself for my real estate business, I was watching some of your stuff. Like I would see your videos and I'd see your content, and I was too cheap to actually like take one of your courses to have that easy button to just do it. I had to, you know, I was one of those stubborn bastards. But the first part of this show is going to help those stubborn bastards, because I know they're out there. Those that they want to do it themselves. They want, you know, they don't want to spend any money to do it. They just want to run some ads. Awesome. I get it. I've been there. Cool. And then at the end, we'll talk about the easy button that, as Grant said, kind of automates the whole painful process. So Facebook ads. When did you first start running Facebook ads? And were you running it personally? Or like, I'm curious how you even started with Facebook ads. Why Facebook advertising?
Yeah, I had a brokerage when I was 21. And okay. I think somewhere in that time, we started messing around with social media marketing and video marketing and stuff like that. You know, just trying to add value to the agents, trying to grow the brokerage that we had started. And whenever I ended up leaving that company a couple of years later, I had realized that, you know, there was a ton of value in what we were teaching, and there was a ton of value in Facebook ads and video content and all of those types of things. And so I was basically broke and bankrupt at the time. I was trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to go make money and support kind of a new family here. And so we started teaching Facebook ads just very slowly. I remember, you know, I had like $25 to my name. I put out a Facebook ad for myself, got a client in South Dakota, and she started using our training at the time, which was literally just how to put up one single Facebook ad. And it doesn't seem like much. That woman went on to sell 48 homes that first year that we worked together with that one single Facebook ad. It was really powerful. Damn. And client after client after client that I was working with, as long as they just put the ads in place, it didn't have to be good. As a matter of fact, most of them weren't. It was successful. And there was really nobody in the space. There was not very many people using Facebook ads in real estate. There weren't very many people teaching it or using doing it as a service.
Around what time was this? Around what year?
Oh, man, this is 2013. I think it was 2014.
Cool.
And so we started, I mean, everybody we were working with started making money. I'm like, okay, we got something here. And that next year, I joined some masterminds, gotten around the right people, and they really showed me how to package it up as a real course and position it and, you know, create an offer and do all kinds of stuff. And we brought on, I think it was like 650 students that first year. We had the full course, and then we doubled the business the next year. But all we did those first couple of years is just showed people a few Facebook ads that worked really well to generate leads. And then we saw how the process really started to evolve as more people came into the space, you know, coming in, you know, more real estate agents started using Facebook ads, had to evolve the way that we did it. But, you know, how we got started was way back in the day, just taking this platform that really wasn't very widely used and was very easy to use because there weren't very many restrictions. It was kind of the wild, wild west.
Yes.
That's kind of how we got started. It was just one Facebook ad, a couple of Facebook ads really that worked exceptionally well, and a lot less restrictions from Facebook themselves and a bunch of willing agents ready to go out there and do something new.
Yeah. And the platform has evolved so much. I think I first started running ads, I want to say 2015, 2016, maybe. Mm-hmm. Total ballpark guess. But it's changed dramatically. Like I think the structure, like the foundation is still the same, you know, campaign, ad set, ad. But it's completely different. There's so many restrictions. There's so many considerations. There's so many options, which is nice if you know how to use those options and check this box, don't check this one. You got to consider this. That's great, but that takes a lot of time to get up to speed on that, which is, you know, one of the problems. As the ad platform gets more advanced, and you know the nerds like us and the agencies that use every intricate detail of it, they mm-hmm. love that. But the average person's like, wait a minute, what? Like, now I've got to do this. So yeah. It has gotten more advanced. I remember Gary Vee, 2017, 2016, 17, 18, talking about Facebook ads, guys. Facebook ads, it's really going to get more expensive. It's going to get more complicated once you get these billion-dollar brands spending hundreds of millions on the platform. And I remember the days before that really happened. And mm-hmm. now that's already happened. They are more expensive. They are more competitive. You have to have a great ad for it to get any traction at all. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, I would argue that some of the same simple things that have always worked still work really well. And that comes more so to understanding the buyer behavior and the seller behavior. You know, ultimately, if you know what a buyer wants and a seller wants, you know exactly what to put out there to grab attention. You know, it generating leads is easy. I think it was a 2017-18 stat, or over 85 million leads generated in the United States, but there were only about 5 or 6 million homes sold. Mm-hmm. And that tells us that the same lead is being handed out to, you know, roughly 8 or 9 people. And so the old adage was the speed to lead matters, right? The first person to talk to the agents, the one's going to win all the business. And that's still pretty true. But what is also true is that nobody's answering the phone or the texts or the emails. Like, people aren't as responsive as they used to be because so many people are hitting that same person up to try to drum up opportunity. So I think the old strategies that we've always used, I mean, they still work exceptionally well. They work in every country we do them in, every market we've ran them in the United States. It's what do you do with that prospective lead after you get it is really where I see the biggest differences made now. Because if you're just generating leads on any platform, Zillow, Realtor.com, Facebook groups, homes, open houses, your website, if you're just lead generating, you're not going to be very successful. Because not that the process on Facebook has changed so much, but the way that we build relationships with those people has changed quite a bit. It's evolved quite a bit. And so, yeah, the platform has gotten a little harder to use. They change so often. They were sued by HUD, which did a ton of damage to a lot of the access we had to data. But what has been so cool, if you want to nerd out for a second, is how Facebook has adapted to that. Facebook has been tested by virtually, it seems like, everybody that is anybody in the country, in the world, trying to figure out who's better at running ads and managing ads, Facebook or the person that's, you know, competing against them. And what is happening now is we're seeing that Facebook has so much data, they have so much access, that they are able to use a certain level of anonymity. That, I mean, they can almost, you can almost run ads right now with no targeting and you would be successful, because you're running ads using the special housing category. You're signaling to Facebook what type of prospect you want. You don't have to add a whole lot more for them to say, okay, we know in our database who the people are that are interested in real estate. So I think that we can look at some of these things as bad changes, or we can say, you know what, look, Facebook really has stepped up. And their algorithms are now, their AI is so smart. It's running ads. It's not running ads for anybody, but it's targeting and some of those powers that it has are so much better than they used to be, simply because Facebook has so much access. They have so much data and information. So I think that we probably make it more difficult than it really has to be.
I'm not
of the thought and theory that you need to create all these marketing funnels and all these different ads and all these different campaigns and ad sets, all those types of things. It's actually still a simple game if you know how to play it. But I guess that's probably the problem, is that few people really know how to play it.
Right. And we do overthink it. And we're like, okay, we got to, you know, choose all these targeting options. And I'll see people that like put 30 different interests on there. It's like, you don't need to do that. And we've seen some great results too, from people that just special ad category, they select housing. Mm-hmm. And as long as the ad itself is very clear in its wording, and you know, the algorithm can clearly see who it's meant for, it still performs well with like damn near no targeting at all.
Marketing always comes full circle. You know, it's still messaging. It's still good ad copy. It's still good creative, which have been the foundations for marketing and advertising for decades. And, you know, if you can be decent at those things, you know, you can be very successful.
Yeah. So the first time you were on the show, it was episode 87. And by the way, it's one of our top 2 or 3 most listened to episodes ever. One of my favorites, because you gave us a masterclass on why getting the lead is real. Like, it's easy and it's doesn't matter. Like, it's not about the lead. It's about getting a client and converting that lead to a client and the process that's involved there. And stop thinking about the cost per lead, think about the cost per client. And didn't you kind of change your whole marketing approach to, not focused on leads, but focused on client generation?
Client generation. Yeah. We say that, you know, we're working to turn our clients' businesses into these little client generating machines. And, you know, we want to do as much of that work as we possibly can. You know, I was just going back to that episode. I realized I was never graded on my ability to help somebody generate leads because I never failed at it, not even one time. Right. And I was graded by how many commission checks my clients were able to walk away from the table with. And so we shifted our entire business model, our entire marketing message. We shifted everything to become not a lead generation company, but a client generation company. And our clients have not been upset that's been our sole focus over the last few years.
Yeah. And smart business move on your part, because there's so many lead gen companies. Yeah. And 22-year-old bros that send out mass texts saying we'll generate leads. Like, it's ridiculous. So you were wise beyond your years to make that move when you did, because every agent listening gets bombarded with that bullshit.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. The emails, the texts, all that—it's crazy. Okay, so you mentioned that you know, getting leads is easy, and there's certain principles that work damn near every time you do them. What are some of those? What are some of those things that an agent listening, they don't run Facebook ads or they haven't with any success? What should they be doing? What kind of ads should they be running? What do those look like? What do they say?
Yeah, it goes back to a comment I made a few minutes ago where you got to understand buyer behavior and you got to understand seller behavior. If you know what your clients want or prospective clients want, it is not a realtor. I mean, if I'm sitting in bed tonight and I'm thinking, man, I think, honey, we should buy a house. My first call is not to the realtor. I'm not texting anybody that I know that's an agent. I'm going to the internet and I'm going to start searching for a property. And Zillow seized an opportunity and many other companies followed suit, but they taught us a very good and valuable lesson. And that is, if we can give the agent if we can give the prospective buyer or seller what they want, not what they need, we can create a lot more opportunities for ourselves. And I think that so many agents make a mistake by going out there and pushing their brand message on everybody that will listen, when ultimately, if I have zero desire or zero need to buy or sell a property, your brand is very irrelevant to me. It is only once that need is created or that desire is created that your brand becomes important. But there's a process to this. If you are listening to this, you're like, how do I generate leads? You sound so easy. Literally, it is as simple as putting out a Facebook ad that says, hey, I put together a free list of homes priced under $450,000. Click here to download the list. That is giving people what they want, which is properties to look at, not what they need, right? Because they do need a mortgage, they need a loan, or the realtor, they need those things to help facilitate the process. That's not what they want. So you can't force feed your brand down anybody's throat. You've got to tap into the natural process, the natural buying process or natural selling process, whether that's giving people properties to look at or it's giving people values of their homes. Those two strategies have proven to work everywhere in the world, because those are the two things people want once that desire or need has been created. So if you're listening to this again, literally create an ad using one or two or three pictures of a home, different homes, and say in your ad, I've put together a free report of homes priced under X amount of dollars. If you want this list, literally click below to download. And the price point that you're marketing, this is really important. This is what made it a science for us, is go to the MLS to do some research. What is the median price point of homes sold in the last 90 days? That's where all of the turnover is happening in the market. That's where all of the homes are being bought and sold. That's the price point that you put in your Facebook ad. And that's what will allow you to generate the max amount number of leads for the lowest cost per lead. If you go higher, if you go above that price point, it's a smaller pool of opportunity. So your cost per lead will go up, the number of leads will go down. And it's funny, because if you go down, right, if you market below that price, same thing, your cost per lead will go up and the number of leads will go down, because it's, again, a smaller pool of prospective buyers and sellers. So if you're trying to generate leads right now, if you have a listing or if you have access to the MLS, use those assets. That's what people want. Give people properties to look at. And then when you do that, when you get the name, the email, the phone number, be valuable to those people. I always tell our salespeople in this in our company, serve, don't sell. It's not complicated. If you just commit to serving somebody, you know, giving them what it is that they want, which is maybe it's, you know, tips for buying a home, how to stage the home, how to get insurance. Like if you could just look at what a buyer and seller want to learn about the process and you give that to them, you become a valuable resource. Well, hey, guess what? When people think about real estate, they will think about you. And that's how you can go out there and really grow a massive business is by servicing the needs of your clients. I know it sounds so simplistic, but ultimately it is. You just generate leads. And it's what's happening after the leads being generated is just where the biggest gap. It's like somebody standing on one side of the Grand Canyon. I got the lead and then they got to get across before they're going to be able to get to the closing table. Nobody knows what to do to jump over this big gap to make all those things happen. But if you're trying to figure out how to generate leads, that's it. I mean, you literally just, anybody listening to this could go to Facebook right now, put out that ad, and by tomorrow you'll have leads. I promise you. I mean, it's happened every single time we've ever helped somebody do that.
Yep. Yep. What you're doing there is you put yourself in the eyes of the consumer and the mindset of a consumer instead of the realtor wanting to sell homes to the consumer. I think that's the biggest mistake that most agents do is they are trying to tell the consumer something that they want them to hear or show them something that they want the consumer to see. Consumer doesn't give a shit.
Most people market based on their needs, not their clients' needs. Yes. I need money, so I'm gonna sell. And that's the truth. It's the unfortunate truth. And if you're listening to this and that upsets you, that's okay. Doesn't mean it's not the truth. If you need money, that's how you're going to market and sell. If you need closings, that's how you're going to market and sell. And everybody needs money. Everybody needs closings, Grant. Of course they do. But the way that people position themselves to get those things is radically different. And so you can't sell clients based on what you need. You're never going to serve your clients the best that way.
Yeah. And just by listening to this right now, guys, now you can be conscious about this. Like, it's normal to want to sell homes and, you know, think about your own business, you know, and wanting to grow your business while you're setting these ads up. Like, that's normal. But now you're conscious and you can say, okay, what does the consumer want? And so, like you said, what's the price point people are buying homes? And then you show them, hey, here's a list of those homes under that amount, you know? What we've done is basically that. So we pick a desirable area and then go and look at the homes available in that desirable area and say, you know, what price point is kind of on the lower end that still has some homes available. So for example, the one that I kind of stumbled upon a few years ago myself was Salt Lake's East Side, which is the east side of Salt Lake is more desirable. Most homes were 450 ish at the time, but there were some homes in the 200s, under 300, and there were like 70 of them. And so I was like, here's a list of homes on Salt Lake's east side under 300K. And people are like, wait a minute, like that desirable area for that amount? Wow. And it's amazing. 10, 15, 20 leads a day. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad that you talk about what happens after you get the lead, you know, and the Grand Canyon. Agents, they get the lead and then that's when they discover, oh, now I have to cross the Grand Canyon to actually like talk to them once or to see it to a closing. What are some of the things that agents should be doing after they get a lead to actually turn it into a client?
In its most simplistic form, you've got to build a relationship with the person thinking about making the buying or selling decision. That's in its most simplistic form, that's what we have to do. What we're hearing a lot of and what we're seeing a lot of is that the problem is nobody's answering the phone, nobody's responding to your text or your emails. There are an ungodly amount of strategies and tactics that people have for getting people to answer the phone. The issue is that you're not the only person calling, texting, emailing. Therefore, you blend in, right? You look the same. And when that happens in sales, you become a commodity. And so how can we, and by commodity, I mean, you become something that the buyer or seller thinks there are plenty of, and they will just go choose their agent based on price or whatever, you know, thing that agents don't like negotiating their commission. What we've got to do is we've got to build a relationship. And so historically, the number one way to build a relationship with somebody is to sit down in front of them and have a conversation. Would you agree, Dustin?
Totally.
You and I can learn a lot about each other. Yeah, we can learn a lot about each other having coffee or eating dinner or playing golf or whatever.
Yes.
The problem is, how can I get in front of somebody that way if I cannot talk to them, if they won't text me back, if they won't respond to my emails? Video remarketing is your secret weapon. So what we saw is we started seeing this massive decrease in our clients' conversion rates because of what I'm describing. Nobody's answering the phone, nobody's calling, nobody's texting. And so what we started doing is we started building retargeting audiences. So a lead comes in from, you know, Facebook ad or any other source, and we build what Facebook calls a custom audience. And this is now an audience of people that we can target, market anything we want to. So we started coaching our clients on creating some simple videos. So like, let's say your first video is 1 to 3 minute video about why you sell houses or why you got into real estate, right? So if I'm a lead of yours, and I saw your Facebook ad, I opted in, and now I have, you know, the list that I opted in for. Well, when I go back to Facebook and Instagram because of video remarketing, I'm now instantly seeing you in my newsfeed. And this is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful things that anybody can do because of video. If we use video, like, you know, Dustin, we're sitting here having this conversation face-to-face via Zoom. There are countless studies about how the subconscious mind processes this interaction. My brain does not know the difference. My brain thinks that we are literally sitting here having a conversation face to face. It cannot distinct between us talking like this and us actually meeting and connecting in person.
Right.
So if you think about that, I'm not going to get all the nerdy parts of video. Like, that's a whole, probably another podcast, right?
You don't want to get into neuroscience today?
You have to make me a three-peat guest to dive into all of that one. When I instantly go back to social media and I pull out my phone and I'm scrolling and I see that I see your face and I see your videos and I see you teaching and educating and adding value, and we can get into video topics, I instantly I'm creating a connection with you because of how I'm seeing you. What we were able to do is we were able to, literally knowing that the problem was agents couldn't get in front of people, we literally had them create videos, and now boom, as soon as somebody opts in, we put them right in front of that buyer or seller instantly. That's what remarketing is. If you guys are fuzzy on this, it's just like if you go to Amazon to buy something and you decide not to, and you go back to Facebook and that product's sitting there calling you back to come purchase it, right? All we're doing is helping agents follow their prospects all over the internet with video content so that they can build a relationship with them. This is just rocket fuel for conversions. And I'm talking about some of the most successful people in this industry started using video remarketing, and they started doubling, tripling, quadrupling their conversions because they were having conversations again, because they were able to stand out, because they were able to be different, because they were able to get these relationships developing with buyers and sellers where every other agent in the market is still calling, texting, emailing, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that is the number one way to close the gap so that you can instantly start connecting with somebody without calling, texting, emailing them, without harassing them. And I think that you should still have all of those things done in automation. I think that you should still be sending automated emails and drip text and all that. But what happens is you start to get this compounded effect where, you know, as we're recording this podcast, as we're doing this podcast, there are literally hundreds of people watching videos of me right now because we generated a lead and we started following them all over the internet with video content. It's that simple. And that I've never met somebody through that process that I didn't talk with that says, well, I already feel like I know you. I already feel like we have a relationship. And that's why, I mean, it works so well. You build connections, create relationships with people on autopilot. And it's fascinating how scalable your business becomes.
Yes. Retargeting it's magic, and it works. It works on me, and I know what they're doing. Yep. You know, I don't know about you, but I buy shit from Facebook ads all the time.
Last week because of retargeting. I finally got it.
Yeah. This branded Bills hat that I'm wearing, they just retargeted the shit out of me, and they knew I was in Utah, and they started showing me hats with, you guys can't see it, but it's the state of Utah with an American flag. And they put Utah in my feed. And I was like, well, that's cool. And I bought it. I bought a mattress that way. I've bought in like all sorts of health and nutrition stuff that way. It works. I mean, just what was it? Just yesterday, somebody recommended that show Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Yes. And so I'm like, well, how do I get Peacock? Because it's on the Peacock network. And I go to the Peacock's website. Never seen Peacock online before. Not really. All of a sudden, it's in my news feed every other, you know, like every 5 minutes, I see a Peacock ad.
Well, this is an interesting stat. 2%, they estimate, the research shows that an estimated 2% of people would be willing to purchase something the first time they see it.
Mm.
98% of people purchase through remarketing efforts or follow-up attempts.
Wow.
And that is a glaring look into how you could solve your conversion problems.
Here's what's crazy. Like, I don't doubt that. I believe that. That works on me, and that's worked, you know, when I'm running ads with retargeting as well. But how cool is it that even without the remarketing, you can still be successful as a realtor just by running ads once to one person, get the lead, follow up forever, and you still convert them.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're just going to convert a hell of a lot more if you're constantly in their feed, because like you said, like it's like you're right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you over and over and over, they think that you're the big deal in the market. Like, you're the top realtor. They think everyone else is getting the same experience in their newsfeed. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, Grant's everywhere. He's got to be a big deal, when really you're just in their feed.
And we hear it all the time, because we're doing remarketing. Anytime we interact with somebody that's in our database or in our lists or in our remarketing audiences, it's like, hey man, I see you everywhere. It's like,
yes.
Well, I really only have like a few things out there, but they're out there every day. So I can focus on building my company and helping my clients and doing stuff like this while my marketing is out there working for me, so that I don't have to focus on it. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. It makes it so easy, you know?
Let's talk budget and ad spend a little bit, because I completely agree. Remarketing is magic. And it's kind of like step two.
Mm-hmm.
So how much, also retargeting, the cost can get out of control depending on how many different videos you have in sequence and different, you know, follow-up ads there are, and, you know, $5-$10 a day each one. And pretty soon you're spending $100 a day and that adds up. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not worth it, but if you're starting out, you know, that could be crushing to your budget. How much do you recommend people spend on retargeting versus that very first ad to get somebody in the funnel to begin with? And, you know, how can tips for keeping that retargeting cost under control?
Sure. So one of the things, I think it depends on if you have a lead source or if you don't, right? If Facebook is going to become your lead source, you're going to want to spend a little bit of money to get new leads coming in. So we have a formula. It's called our 6-3-1 formula. And it's very simple. 60% of our budget goes towards lead generation, right? Creating new opportunities for ourselves. 30% of our budget goes towards remarketing campaigns for video remarketing campaigns. And that 30% is to warm those leads up, right? It's to build a relationship with those people. And then 10% of our budget goes towards call to action campaigns. So if somebody has watched enough of our video content, we're going to send them ads automatically that give the viewer an opportunity to book time to meet with us. And so we primarily grow our company through generating appointments, all on autopilot. So let's say you're an agent, you're just starting out, you're like, okay, well, how can I be really successful? Most of our clients have been incredibly successful starting at about $10 a day. You know, that's $300 a month. That means you're spending $6 per day on generating new leads. You get a few leads a day. You're spending $3 a day on video marketing, so about $1 per video. And we recommend 2 or 3 going at a time. And then you're spending $1 a day, literally, on – no, that's not true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, $1 a day on call to action campaigns. So, I mean, if you look at it, if you don't have a lead source, you could literally, for less than $150, be remarketing your entire database. That means for $150 in ad spend, you're literally in front of the people that could be buying or selling a property, that could be sending you referrals, that could be helping you generate business every day, 24/7. I'm sorry, you can't work that hard.
No.
There's no way. You work 10 hours a month and you've already been outspent by what you've already outspent yourself by what you could have just used a remarketing campaign to do.
Yeah.
and probably been far less successful, far more tired, far less energy to get up and do it again tomorrow.
Right.
So that budget
strategy. Email list, custom audience.
So you can create custom audiences out of anything. I mean, if you have a database of 100 people, 200 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, doesn't matter. You want to create a remarketing campaign. A custom audience out of that database to remarket to. If you have new leads coming in from any source, you want to create a remarketing audience from there. If you have a list of past clients, you want to create a custom audience out of those past clients so you can get more referrals. I think it depends. I think you should be organized about how you manage your CRM or your database so that you have your new lead list, you have your past client list, you have your referral list. And I think you should be organized about that because it makes marketing so much simpler. And it also makes the marketing experience so much more enjoyable from the buyer or seller standpoint. Because if you have a new lead and they keep seeing, if you have a lead that you sold a house to and then they keep seeing ads for you to buy a home from you, it's a little inauthentic, right? Like they're like, well, I just bought a house. I don't need to see this. They're going to unfollow you so they can stop seeing some of that content.
Yeah.
And I think it's, that's why I think it's important to pay attention to that. But yes, organize your database, you know, and then create custom audiences out of your database. And then, you know, for a few bucks a day, you can be in front of that database nonstop. And that's what's powerful. I'm not in this line of thinking that you create new videos every day. I think content creation is important. I think that it's something that should be done daily. But I also am very busy. I've got teams of people that work on that, right? Not everyone's in that situation. So how can we be in front of our audience every day without creating content every day? And that's something that video remarketing allows us to do, because I can create one video and just let that thing work for months until I have to create a new one. And that gives an agent a lot of power and leverage. And I think that those are important things to have. If you're also negotiating contracts and handling inspections and appraisals and closings, you got to have things that are working for you.
Yeah. Every ad that we see, we can also run the same kinds of ads. So if we visit the Peacock Network's website and then start seeing their ads in the newsfeed, we can do that too. You know, a consumer visits our real estate website, they can start seeing these videos Grant's talking about with a custom audience. Reach objective or video views in that scenario?
I'm a fan of the video view objective. I think that you got to pay Facebook for what you want. And we want video views because we create remarketing audiences from those video views. Not that you can't do it with the reach objective, because you still can. But I think that Facebook's platform has gotten to a point where you pay it for what you want. If you're paying for web traffic, they're going to give you a ton of it, and it's rarely going to be good. If you're paying for reach, they're going to show that ad to as many people as they can. It doesn't mean it's going to be who you want to see it, in my opinion. And the same could be said about video views. But we've seen, if we do a lead generation objective first, and then we do a video view objective second to the remarketing audiences, and then some form of conversion objective last, that allows us to get the best results at each phase of the process.
Love it. Awesome. Cool. So what are some of the issues that people are having with Facebook right now? I'm seeing ads getting denied for ridiculous reasons. Do you want to explain why that's happening? Like, what are some of the problems people are having right now?
Oh man, I think there's a laundry list. I mean, there's a huge problem with the fact that Facebook changes so frequently, right? So there's a tech hurdle that exists in the real estate industry where people don't understand the platforms that they're trying to work through. There's the new special housing category. It's not really new. It's been around for a minute, but people don't understand it. There's, things that you can't do within the special housing category when you're running ads like that. And if you don't know what those are, but you continue to do them anyway, Facebook is just going to constantly decline your ads. Ad decline is a huge thing in this industry right now, meaning Facebook is declining ads from the real estate space nonstop. And then too much ad decline leads to ad account bans. So there's a lot of people that are getting their Facebook ad accounts shut off because they're not doing things that are within Facebook's terms of service, but they don't understand what those terms of service are. So it's changing really quickly. And if you're not in the loop, if you're not constantly staying on top of those changes, I mean, the next time you log into Facebook, there would be a new rule that you maybe did or didn't know that you needed to follow, and trying to run an ad, you know, it goes back to what you said a few minutes ago. Vaynerchuk said, right, there's going to be a day where all of those billionaires come to Facebook because they realize that it's such a powerful advertising tool. and Facebook's going to stop building a business off the back of small business. And you're starting to see where there's far less forgiveness for people that have small to mid-sized businesses, because these large companies are starting to drop major money on the platform. And so it's just like, shut off, shut off, shut off. Facebook's algorithms are shutting stuff automatically. I don't sell houses, but I still have to comply with the special housing category because I sell stuff to real estate agents. If I have a picture that says real estate in it, even though I'm not selling houses, they're automatically going to flag the ad. And I'm going to have to turn around and dispute it and all of these types of things. And so some of the biggest issues is just understanding the platform and how it works, the tech challenges that exist there. And when you go to do a lot of that work, you're probably not doing it compliantly and unknowingly. Not that you're intentionally trying to do anything wrong. It's just you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't click the right button here and you don't make the right thing here, it's tricky because Facebook's just going to shut the ad account down. And then they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to tell you what's the problem. They're just going to give you some cryptic message you have to go figure out how to decipher. And I think you look in any Facebook group right now, it's like, what is this notice from Facebook? What is this notice from Facebook? And it's not just real estate agents. Don't think you're the ones with the problem. I mean, this is e-commerce companies. This is doctors and chiropractors and attorneys. Anybody that's trying to do Facebook ads, even the most prominent marketers in the world still have to, you know, every day figure out what's new about Facebook, what's changed about Facebook, what's adjusted about Facebook. And they have to deal with some of the same issues. So it's not that real estate agents are being picked on. It's just, you know, that's the industry we work in. And so I think those are some of the top problems I see. You know, you put aside the, what do I say in my ad? What should my video be about? You put aside any of the, just the creative challenges I think people are having. You've got a ton of technical challenges and unknown compliance challenges that people aren't able to keep up with.
Yeah. That's the biggest pain in my ass, you know, with the Massive Agent Society members, is that they do everything right. Okay. They follow our system. They're like, the ad's perfect. And then automatically like denied. Like, well, what did the error message say? Well, and that's that, it's so unclear too. So how, if somebody gets their ad denied, how do they fix it?
Well, if you can fix it, your first step is to, if you know what you did wrong, fix it and just resubmit it. Your second step is to file a dispute with Facebook's platform, and typically a real person will review it and then approve it, which is why so many ads get declined and then reversed within, you know, hours, because there's an algorithm shutting it down. It's just fed parameters, and if any ad comes across these parameters, just shut it down. And then there's a person that reviews it, and that process isn't necessarily terribly dialed in right now, and there's millions of people doing it. And so you got to go in and dispute it, and hopefully that they'll review it quickly. And then if not, you're going to get a very generic message that says your ad doesn't comply with our standards or policies or whatever, you know, adjust this thing or that thing. But it's typically not a specific. It's a, hey, your targeting doesn't comply. Well, then you have to go figure out what about your targeting doesn't comply, or you didn't check the special, that one's easy, check the special housing category, just click the button and then go on. There's all kinds of things. You have to look at the messages. If you can understand them, make the adjustments. If you can't, then you have to go on a little bit of a research. That's if you haven't given up and just said, screw it, I'm going to go do something else. So I mean, that's a process. And if they don't reverse it, then you have to either build new ads and take a second shot at it, or you have to reach out to them and wait days for responses. I mean, there's so many different things that you have to do. None of them are quick. All of them take a lot of time and a lot of frustration in many cases.
Yes. I'm a huge fan of agents taking control of their own ability to generate leads and grow their brand online and diving in and learning the Facebook ads platform. It's changed my life. I've seen it change the lives and careers of you know, dozens and dozens of other agents. It's just so powerful when you know how to do it. But I also believe that agents need to use the technology available to speed it up. I'm all about efficiency. I'm all about automation, if it's right, if it makes sense. And so I'm excited about what you guys have built at Whitley. It seemed like you are empowering agents to just simplify they still have full control over their ads and the messaging of their ads and everything like that. You've just made it so freaking simple. Tell us about Whitley. Like, how does it work? You know, because to me, it looks kind of like pushing the easy button on running your own ads.
I think that's probably exactly what it is. We just released a little while ago our automated advertising technology, which essentially means Whitley runs your ads for you. So you don't have to do it. I mean, it's as simple as uploading your content to Whitley, selecting your target audience. If it's on Facebook, you can do that. Or if it's from your CRM, your database, and setting your budget and hitting submit. I can now build and launch ad campaigns in less than 90 seconds. And then Whitley manages the campaigns. I don't have to actually manage them. I can just let Whitley work. And so it is definitely like hitting the easy button. What we did is we just took the years of experience and knowledge and insight and understanding, and we pre-programmed it into Whitley. And so when an agent comes in now, they don't have to hire a marketing agency, which costs 10 times the money. They don't have to buy a training program. They don't have to struggle through the technology challenges. They literally just upload their content, select their target audience, set their budget, and hit submit. In less than four steps, the ad is being published. And it's pretty sick. I mean, it's when you can oversimplify the process and give an agent their time back so that they can go focus on growing their business. I mean, it's proven to be very powerful. And so our platform will help them generate leads if they need them. I think that the most valuable part of our platform is dynamic video remarketing. So that essentially means that if you put your video into Whitley and you select your target audience, whether that's your new lead list or your past client list or your Zillow leads or your open house leads, whatever, Whitley will build the custom audiences for you and Whitley will run the video ads for you. And we're getting into some deep integrations with the CRM. So what I think is so cool is that literally based on how our clients manage their leads in their CRM, Whitley is managing their ads on Facebook and the agent doesn't even have to do anything. They just upload their content, select their target audience, set their budget, hit submit, and then Whitley will ongoing manage their ad campaigns so that the agent doesn't have to do it. It's pretty incredible. I say that humbly as I possibly can. It's pretty, when we first,
I'll say it for you. It's freaking cool.
We spent 3.5 years building the tool. And when I finally got hold of it and I got to launch an ad without going, I don't even have to log into Facebook. When I got to launch an ad in Whitley, and then in less than a minute and a half, 2 minutes, it was done. I was like, I think people are going to like this. This is awesome.
For sure. I've seen it and messed around with it a little bit. I have not yet gotten to the remarketing and the retargeting side of things. That's huge. Like retargeting it can be a beast. You know, it can get really complex because you've got to know how to set up the right custom audience, what time periods to put on it, like all that stuff. So Whitley handles the remarketing campaigns also. Dude, that's freaking cool.
Yeah, it does it all. It's pretty epic. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You try to explain it in a complicated way, but ultimately it's really simple. I mean, you just upload your content to Whitley, and then we have a team of what we call them kind of like account managers or coaches still. So if you're trying to figure out what kind of videos to create or what your ad copy should be, you still have access to people that help you write that stuff and help you understand what types of videos to create and what your strategy should be. But you know, when it comes to actually running the ads, Whitley just does it all. Yeah, whether it's lead generation or remarketing campaigns, you just tell Whitley what you want to do and the software goes and does it.
That's pretty awesome, man. Like I'm all about doing what's best, what's most cost effective, what saves you time, but still accomplishes what you're trying to do. You know, guys, full transparency, Whitley is something that I'm using. I think Whitley is a great tool. And like you said, Grant, even if they don't know what kind of ads they want to run, you guys have some resources to help them.
Yeah.
And then Whitley runs the ads for them. It's like, here's what you should do. Here, let's do it.
Yep.
Unbelievable. So what is that? Like $1,000 a month? 2,000?
No, it depends on what your account level is, but it's currently, if we're still in our Founders Club pricing, by the time this airs, it's 50% off for life. But typically, I think it's $297 a month for up to three users, and then it goes up from there. And we did some research, and to get somebody to do what Whitley does for you, it would typically be on average around $1,500 a month. So it's about 10 to 20% of the cost of hiring somebody to do it. And if you wanted to buy all the training programs are $1,000 to $2,000. If you want to spend your time doing it, you probably make far more per hour than, you know, what Whitley would do it. So it is a massive savings to have Whitley doing these things for you versus what you would have to pay somebody to do that for you.
And I completely agree.
And not just pay somebody, but hope that you're paying somebody that knows what they're doing. I mean, we've seen that the average, the agent on average sticks with a marketing agency for like 5 or 6 months. And that's been pretty eye-opening. And I don't know that it's always because the agency isn't performing, but there's a lot of capital involved in growing a real estate business. If you're going to invest $2,000 a month before you even get your first check, you know, sometimes you're $6,000 to $10,000 into a marketing agency before you even get your first check from it. And so it's a huge savings versus what all you get with Whitley.
I could not agree more. I get asked, this is one of the top three questions I get asked. Will you run my Facebook ads for me? Will you manage my ads? No, I won't. First off, I don't want to. I don't have the time. You can't afford me to do that for you.
I don't want to. I don't want to do it, man. You do it.
Exactly. And so, you know, and there's very few agencies out there, but they're expensive as hell. So, you know, if anyone says, hey, who do you know who can run ads for me? Whitley's going to be my recommendation for sure. So guys, check out Whitley. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/Whitley. We'll go over there and just see what's going on. You've always done an amazing job with your landing pages and with your websites, with explaining and giving details of what they're actually getting. So if you guys still have questions about details, like, well, does it do this or how does it work? Go to MassiveAgentPodcast.com/Whitley and check it out. I'm using it, guys. I'm using this. You know how big I am on Facebook ads, and I'm using this tool. So pretty cool stuff. Grant, any last words, anything that the aspiring Facebook advertiser in real estate needs to know that we haven't already discussed?
Man, I think that it's just got to remember that generating leads is easy if you give the agent, or if you give a buyer and seller what they want, not what they need. And it's the person that builds a relationship with the prospect first that's going to win the business. So dynamic video remarketing is your friend, and it will become your best friend. I mean, there's no other way that you can basically clone yourself into the form of video and go out and build relationships with anybody 24/7. And that's what video remarketing does. It will increase your conversion 100% to 200% to 300%, which means if you're currently closing 1 of every 100 leads you get, you're going to close 2 of every 100 leads you get, or 3 of every 100 leads you get. And it will turn you into, you know, a very influential person on a hyper-local level, which is exactly what you need, especially to compete with some of the bigger people coming into your space. You know, if you don't understand how to get attention and keep it, it's going to be difficult for you to truly be successful. We just had our video remarketing summit, with this big virtual summit to teach people how to use video marketing and video remarketing. And, you know, every single person we brought on talked about how much their business grew. Some doubled and tripled and quadrupled simply by using video remarketing in their business. And so I cannot preach enough just how much more successful you could be just by implementing one simple thing like video remarketing. And and since you mentioned it, if you want, our software can do it for you. So you don't even have to do it. You just have to upload your content. Definitely go check it out. The site's very simple, and it very clearly explains what all the software does. And there's a demo available, and then you can actually register some time to speak with somebody if you want more of an in-depth walkthrough. And you can try it out for free for a couple of weeks too if you want. I don't know many people that offer to run your Facebook ads for free. And now we can, right, because software is doing it, because we certainly wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. But give it a shout, give it a look if you want. And if you want to increase your sales, I think that's something that Whitley will do for you.
That's awesome, man. So guys, look, you could do it yourself. You could take the time to learn and do it yourself and do it manually. That's what I did when I first learned all of this. Something like Whitley wasn't available, damn it. but you know, if you're willing to invest a little bit, you can speed it up and save yourself a hell of a lot of time and heartache. Is Whitley helping with ad denials too?
We've, knock on wood, I've not seen an ad declined yet, because we pre-built the software to the special housing category parameters. So if somebody submits an ad, it's already preset to the special housing category and you can't change it. And that was intentional so that we would do away with a lot of the ad decline. So knock on wood, I've not seen an ad declined yet. Hopeful that trend continues, who knows for how long. I'm certainly not saying that our ad guarantee is going to, or our Whitley guarantees your ads are going to be approved, but we haven't seen one yet. We haven't had an ad account banned yet. And I'm hopeful that does not happen. So definitely, it's refreshing to know that when you go out and do a bunch of work and you finally hit the submit button, that your stuff is just going to work. It's not going to get declined. You don't have to go through hours of trying to figure out how to get it to work. So knock on wood, that keeps happening, and we'll keep doing the things that we know how to do to make sure it does.
That's amazing, man. Like that right there speaks volumes and saves so much pain in ass. So, Grant, thank you so much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
There it is, guys. I mean, hopefully you took some notes. Get leads, retarget them with video ads. Use the video views objective after you set up your custom audience. I mean, this stuff is, it's tried and true. Okay. That I'm a huge proponent of doing it yourself. We've got our Massive Agent Society program to teach you how to do it. But you know, not everyone has the time or the desire to do all that stuff themselves. So if you're not one of those people, just start using Whitley. It literally does it all for you. This is the easy button. Whitley is the easy button that we talked about at the beginning of the show. So there's urgency here because he mentioned the founders, I think he calls it Founders Club pricing. Within a day or two of this episode releasing, the price goes up. So make sure you go to massiveagentpodcast.com/Whitley, WITLY, and claim that. Get started with it. Guys, you can, if you want to learn it yourself, if you want to be able to fully control every detail of it, awesome. Like, I agree with that. But for most of you, you don't really care about that. You just want the ads to work and you want the results from them, which I also respect. And if that's the case, if you don't want to learn all the stuff and you just want the results from the stuff, from the ads, get Whitley. Use Whitley. Okay. I'm recommending a competing product, if you will, because it's like, you know, kind of counter, not counter. It's the easy button to what we teach in the Massive Agent Society. It is. It's like, here, if you want it managed and done for you, use Whitley. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/Whitley. Go through the link. You'll get, you'll be able to, you know, take advantage of that amazing pricing that he talked about. And I'm telling you guys, I've been playing with this platform a little bit. I have it running some ads for me. I have it doing some retargeting. Unbelievable time saver. Unbelievable time saver. Like, I don't know why you'd use anything else. So, awesome. Grant, thanks for coming on the show. That was really good stuff, my friend. If you're listening this deep into the episode, awesome. Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want more information about Massive Agent and the offerings that we have to help you grow your real estate business, go to MassiveAgentPodcast.com and check it out. Also, make sure to follow me at Massive Agent on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn under Dustin Brome. And make sure you know, if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. All we ask, there is no fee for the show. It's free. Just all we ask is that if you get value, please share it with a colleague. Tell them about it. Send them a link. Send them a screenshot. Whoever it is in your office, tell your agent friends about this show if you found value so that we can help them as well and give them some ideas to help them grow their business. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the shit out of you. Go sell some homes. Take care.